Several decades ago, my dear neighbors, Bob and Mary Tonkin, gave me a very old card from the Arm & Hammer bird card series titled Crested Titmouse. It doesn't have a date on it, but the layout style was different and seems older than the set of cards Don and Lynn Watson sent me last week. The artist's signature seems to read Buford. The back of that original card reads, "The enormous expense of putting a card in each package of our soda and saleratus prevents our furnishing each one of the many thousand applicants with an entire set free. Should all the cards be desired immediately, a dime or 5 2-cent postage stamps will about pay the cost and postage, and upon its receipt with your post office address, we shall be pleased to mail a complete set of the cards. Yours truly, Church and Company." The card from Don and Lynn that seems to be the next oldest vintage, the one called White-Bellied Swallow, has neither a date nor an artist's name. Now the company asks for 6 2-cent stamps for a set. The next batch also lack a series number, but these all have a copyright inscription below the drawing. I think they all read 1915. This is where the company name changes from Church and Company to Church and Dwight Company. The artist's signature is of M. E. Eaton. M. E. Eaton also did a set of these cards called the Second Series, bearing a 1918 date, and the Third Series from 1922. I didn't have a clue who that artist could be, so I Googled the name. She is Mary Emily Eaton, born in the UK in 1873 and best known as a botanical illustrator. Starting with her second series, the back of the card started including basic information about the bird depicted. On the one titled Nuthatch, showing the white-breasted nuthatch, the card reads, "Most patient, industrious, and unrelenting is the feathered enemy of tree borers known as the white-breasted nuthatch. So conscientious is he that he disdains to take a winter vacation down south, but remains at home, going over the tree trunks inch by inch. Nail, in December, some lumps of suet or fat pork on the rind or other meat to your trees about 12 feet from the ground. The nuthatch will show his appreciation by staying the winter out and making war on the enemies of your trees." So far, I haven't been able to find out who contributed that bird information for the cards, but starting with this series, every card I have from then on also includes the message, "For the good of all, do not destroy the birds." I showed all these oldest cards to my 98-year-old mother-in-law, who loved seeing things that are all older than she is. The 9th and 10th series cards were illustrated by Louis Agassiz Fuertes. These don't have a copyright date. Charles T. Church, a naturalist in his own right, as well as being a senior member of the board of Church and Dwight, commissioned Fuertes in the early 20s to produce the artwork for 30 songbird and 30 game bird species. Those cards were published at various times through 1964. Fuertes also produced 30 more, including the 10 Birds of Prey cards released in 1975. Fuertes died in a car crash in 1927. Back in the 1970s, when the public was very concerned about environmental issues, and Carol Burnett ended almost every one of her comedy programs with a little anti-pollution message, the McDonald's Corporation produced a solid teaching unit about basic principles of ecology. I got the set and used it a lot when teaching junior high science. Lots of other corporations were also capitalizing on such widespread support for protecting the environment. Sometimes it felt hypocritical, but in the case of those Birds of Prey cards, Church and Dwight had a very long and honorable history of providing wonderful educational materials about birds. I don't know if there is another brand of baking soda, because I'd never even consider buying anything but Arm & Hammer, and now I have even more reason for brand loyalty. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.